Welcome back to Late Night with Nisa Brima. This portion of our show is brought to you by our sponsor, Dove Soap.
Hello, listeners. I'm Nisa Brima, and I'll be hosting tonight's show. Car horns honking and streets bustling with vendors yelling and hissing to attract buyers. This is a typical day in the Makula Market located in Accra, Ghana. Despite all the noise and the endless swarm of people, it is almost impossible to not notice the colorful patterned Dutch wax cloths sold by many market women. These Dutch wax cloths, properly known as Hollandaise, are considered to be traditional clothing worn by both men and women. But are they really? This will be the focus of discussion for today's episode. Dutch wax cloths were first brought to Ghana in 1890 by the Dutch, immediately after they were rejected by the Indonesians because they did not meet their standards. Yet these cloths were openly received by Ghanaians and therefore opened the doors to a booming textile industry in West Africa. Don't get me wrong, there was always a textile industry in Ghana. Moreover, production of kente cloth was ongoing by the Asante since 3000 BCE. However, it remained underdeveloped for a very long time. The Dutch therefore studied the indigenous textile industry and enhanced it by producing cloths that were resistant to fading and had better malleability and, most importantly, were affordable. In addition to this, the Dutch black men are believed to have also been the tastemakers for the Dutch textile trade. The Dutch black men were former African slaves who became soldiers in the Royal Netherlands East Indies Army in exchange for freedom. After their contracts ended, most of them settled in the Netherlands and the Dutch East Indies, which is present-day Indonesia. And whenever they visited West Africa, they would bring back Indonesian wax and batik textiles as gifts for their families. Local demand for these textiles grew, and the Dutch at this point seized their opportunity. In 1846, a Dutch family established a textile factory in the Netherlands called Blisco. Until this day, it remains the most renowned exporter of wax cloths. The Dutch had always made efforts to satisfy the taste of their West African customers by incorporating traditional elements into their designs. For example, the Ghanaian Adinkra symbols, which have proverbial significance, are almost always part of the patterns on cloths. Also, the extensive use of bright color schemes was and still is an essential feature of Dutch wax cloths, making it very appealing to Ghanaian and other West Africans. However, in current times, these cloths have abstract designs meant to attract non-African customers. Prices of Dutch wax cloths range from $70 to $300. The higher the price, the better the quality or the more color or intricate designs it has. Hence, these cloths are prestigious and in Ghanaian society portray one's wealth. In Ghana, it is a common practice for women to collect Dutch wax cloths and have them displayed in their homes. Also, men in particular, ethnic groups such as the Khans and Ewes, must present dozens of cloths as part of the bride price of family of the woman he wants to marry. The more cloths presented, the wealthier the man. Moreover, in Ghanaian society, specific cloths are worn for certain occasions. For example, red, white, or black cloths are worn to funeral, depending on the age of the deceased, whereas white and other bright-colored cloths are worn to naming ceremonies and weddings. The Dutch wax cloth has ironically been an important tool in preserving Ghanaian traditions. Presently, the Dutch are not the only ones producing wax cloths. The Chinese have entered the trade as well. There are even some Ghanaian companies who produce wax cloths, such as the Kosumu Textile Limited and Textile Ghana Limited, which were established in the 1960s, shortly after Ghana gained independence. Nevertheless, Dutch textile companies, specifically Blisco, remains on top of the textile trade. Blisco's success can be attributed to its creative innovations in prints, good advertisements, and the sad fact that Ghanaians prefer products from the Western world as they are viewed as paramount. Now, the real question yet to be answered is whether these Dutch wax cloths are truly authentic and traditional. From my viewpoint, they are, because they remain unique to the fashion identity of Ghana, yet quite unpopular around the world. These cloths are a form of self-expression, as the various patterns displayed have profound connotations, yet to the rest of the world are abstract shapes and lines. Moreover, the Dutch heavily relied on information they gathered when they were studying the local textile industry in Ghana, and therefore stayed true in maintaining the key artistic elements of traditional Ghanaian wear. The only difference being is that they modified and rectified the shortcomings of the Ghanaian textile industry. In the words of an African, the right hand washes the left hand, and the left hand washes the right hand, meaning we all feed off of each other. No one's thoughts or ideas are truly original. For example, the kente cloths existed way before Dutch wax cloths became popular, were made by a con man who drew inspiration from a spider's web. In view of all of this, it is quite hard to say that Dutch wax cloths are entirely African or that they are entirely Dutch. They are very much African in an artistic sense and very much Dutch in a technical sense. These cloths, however, are symbolic of a harmonious integration of unparalleled cultures. What's important to take from all of this is that these cloths are symbolic of the impacts of imperialism, which affected every aspect of Ghanaian life, and that these impacts are still existent. The Dutch wax cloths, which is the vestige of imperialism, also embodies a struggle for power in the 1800s amongst Europeans and their ceaseless desire to be superpowers in the industrial world. Well, that's it for today's segment, listeners. Make sure to tune into next week's episode, where we'll be interviewing Laduma, a young South African designer whose traditional Coxa menswear collection is storming the runways of the Milan, London, and New York Fashion Weeks. Thank you for listening.